Welcome back. It's another episode of the Tyson James Podcast, where we have over 43,000 listeners currently. It's an international podcast. It's not just here in the United States. Shit is international. I want to thank every single listener who supports the podcast, who takes time out of their day and listen to the podcast. And I hope that I can continue to bring you entertainment and, you know, joy. I appreciate you for being here. Thank you. So today's podcast is going to be probably short. We're going to be talking about credit. We're going to do a small little episode on credit. Back in the day, I was told not to use credit. I have been a cash person for a very long time. It's not too long ago recently that I just started playing credit games. This is the big boy stuff. This is the game that you want to learn. This is the game that you want to master. And I am very early on my journey, but I am very intentional and deliberate on my credit journey. And I've learned some things along the way that I've been sharing with my friends as well. So one of those things is, if you are a person that uses a credit card, for those of you that can pay off the monthly balance at the end of the month, obviously that's what you want to do. But for those who cannot pay their balances at the end of the month, what has worked for us is to make a payment every day. So I started making payments on my credit card every day, probably about, about 3 months ago. And within a short period of time, I personally seen my credit score rise 63 points just from making payments every single day. I've also shared this information with other people as well. So I shared this information with one of my good friends, one of my childhood friends. You know, he's an avid investor, also trying to play. He's not trying. I'm sorry. He's also playing money games. This is the greatest game on earth, is the money game. And I shared this information with him. And I just shared the information. You know, we was talking. We talk about sports. We talk about the stock market. We talk about crypto. We talk about credit. We talk about housing. We talk about all these things on a regular basis. This is like our main topic of conversation is money. You know, back in the day, it used to be chicks. We used to talk about chicks and be around chicks and have chicks be around us and do all these other things. But now, as grown men with families, we've moved on to bigger and better things. We have secured the women of our dreams, so there's no need to be running around chasing women anymore. That was a very easy thing for us to do. We've also played sports together. We've also, not only did we play sports locally together, we've also traveled the country playing sports together. So me and this one particular friend, we've done a lot of things together. We've been friends since we've been, I think I was maybe 13 when I met him. He might have been 14. And we've been friends ever since. It's been damn near 22 years ago. So anyway, he calls me up this morning. He says, and I quote, "Bro, I fucking love you." I say, "Oh shit, I love you too." He never talks about this. Anytime I try to get, you know, tell him that I love him or show him any type of emotion, he's the type to always say, "Oh, that's gay," or, you know, something like that. You know, he's always fucking around. So when he told me he loved me, I was like, "Oh shit, yeah, of course, man, I love you too. Word is life." I mean, just to give you a little backstory, I would go to his house. He wouldn't even be home. His parents wouldn't even be home. I just walk in the crib, fucking jump on the couch, sleep, eat Oreo cookies. I mean, his family is my family. You know, this is more than a friendship. I mean, we've, his family is phenomenal. He comes from a phenomenal family. And we've done so many things together. You know, I'm being bad in school. His father has also come and picked me up from school. His mother has cooked for me. His, you know, his sister has, you know, given me discounts at Giant, you know, and his family is just great. You know, we've been friends for a while. So, you know, we have very candid conversations and we're very open about the things that we talk about. You know, he shares his life with me and I also share my life with him. So he calls me up this morning. He's like, yo, I fucking love you. And I'm like, yo, I love you too. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? He said, yo, ever since you told me to make those, no, I didn't tell him. I was just having a conversation about what I was doing. You know, I didn't tell him. We were just having conversations. You know, we always giving each other, we are always letting each other in on what we're thinking, what we're doing. So he like, yeah, bro, I took your advice. Mind you, I didn't even know I gave him any advice whatsoever. Yeah, bro, I took your advice. I started making those credit card payments every day. My shit went up 133 points. Woo! I told him that maybe like the first week in January. Here we are the first week in February. And his credit score is up 133 points. So I said that to say this. Pay your fucking bills. Credit will save your life. Make sure your name is in good standing. You got credit cards, pay them motherfuckers. And don't pay them once a month. See, when creditors look at your credit, what they want to see is a consistent history of on-time or before on-time payments. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at the consistency at which you pay your bills. So what I was doing, I was paying $5 every day. And then when I get, you know, lump sums of money, then I'll pay, you know, maybe $100, $200, whatever. So if instead of getting that Starbucks coffee, make a $5 payment to your credit card and keep doing that consistently. And watch how your credit history changes. You know, the reason why people get in trouble with credit is because they wait until a certain day. Let's say their bill is due on the 15th. They wait until the 15th. And when the 15th come, they might not necessarily have the money to make that payment because they done paid their rent, their mortgage, their car payment, their cell phone bill, their this, their that. And then once you get to the credit card, now, you done spent the credit card money, but you don't necessarily have the money to pay that bill. And you don't want to make the minimum payment because if you make the minimum payment on your credit cards, you'll never be able to dig yourself out of that hole. And if you want to see a boost, you want to keep making payments because what the creditors are looking at is the history of payments. You want to show that you made a lot of payments, not a lot of on-time payments or a lot of after-time payments or overdue payments. They want to see payments, 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 payments. So once they can trust you, they say, this person is going to give us back our money. Other creditors will be willing to lend to you. You'll be able to have more leverage. And also just to increase your credit score, even if you're not going to do anything with it, because you never know, you know, when there's going to be a time and need for you to use your credit. I'll give you another example that I have done personally. This was going back a few years ago. A particular company had offered me a cash advance. I think it was like $5,500, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't even need the money, but I didn't even, at the time, I was ignorant to this stuff because I didn't know this stuff. Nobody taught me this stuff, but these credit people called me, these cash advance people, whatever they called me. They said, we could give you $5,500. So I'm like, like I said, I didn't even need the money, but I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna take it. My wife actually told me not to do it, but I took it anyway. I told her, I said, well, I'm gonna just take the money that they give me, I'm just gonna basically just give it back to them. And then if I need money in the future, then I know that since, you know, I've established this relationship, ooh, excuse me, that these people will give me more money. So I did that. And then I had ran up on a time after that, I ran up on a time where money was a little tight and I needed some money. And because I had already paid this loan off, that, you know, my shit was in good standing, they was able to offer me $20,000. So of course I took that, paid that off. So now this is what I'm saying. I used to think that I could save $1 million, which I probably still could if I do it the right way. But that might take me, who knows how long that might take me. That might take me a while. But I got it figured out, like, if I could just, which I do, if I can get $1 million worth of credit, it's essentially the same, or it might even be better if I can have $1 million in credit worthiness. See, where I'm from, nobody talks about credit. And the only time you hear people talk about credit is you hear that people got fucked up credit. I'm telling you right now, credit will save your life. Credit will fucking save you, okay? So that's my little 2 cents on credit. Let me see. I'm actually going to say, because I've also bought a credit book that I would like to share. It's called Credit Secrets, How to Repair and Improve Your Credit Score. Credit Secrets, How to Repair and Improve Credit Score and Increase Business Credit. This book was written by Matt Lewis and Larry J. Davis. This is one of the tools that I picked up. And, you know, I read this book quite a few times. And the things that I can apply, I apply. And the things that I'm still learning, and the things that I don't know how to apply, when I get to that level of maturity, that level of difference, I will apply the things that I learned too. So, you know, definitely I would say that the money game is the best and biggest game on earth. We talking about interest rates. We talking about stocks. We talking about crypto. We talking about real estate. We talking about being in debt. There is a good way to be in debt. Every person that's in debt is not doing bad. But these are games that we have to learn how to play if we ever want to get out of poverty, if we ever want to get out of the rat race and middle class and go up to the upper echelons. My friend that I was talking about earlier in the podcast, he has a friend who is a close to a billionaire, and he says to me that he told him, buy, borrow, and die. Buy, borrow, and die, which makes sense. You buying assets, you borrow them against them, and then you die. But if you plan a game right, you know, these very things will make your heirs, you know, millionaires, billionaires, depending on how you construct it. I'm an infant in the money game. I can't say that I know everything, but I've learned a lot of things along the way from reading books. I also have a master teacher who hates when I mention his name, which I'm not, because he probably just don't want everybody calling him or showing up at his house or figuring out who he is. He had also taught me a lot about the crypto game a couple years ago. I've been, you know, successful in that. It's a bull market right now, so there's money to be made right now. There's also money to be made in the bear market, but I haven't figured that out yet, because in the bear market, typically I'm getting my ass whooped. But And right now, today, you know, the market looked like it's a bull market, and it looked like it's going to continue to be a bull market, at least up until March, when the FOMC has another meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee. That's what FOMC stands for. So, you know, they just had a meeting on Monday, I believe, February 1st, 2023, and they only raised interest rate 25 basis points. So that's looking good for the economy. There's people out there, you know, spending money and lending money now. And, you know, hopefully the next meeting, they won't raise interest rates at all. I mean, back in 2020, they was at a negative interest rate and they was printing trillions of dollars every day. That's why there was so much money out on the street. But since then, the Fed has raised interest rates and has shortened the money supply. And that's why, you know, money is starting to get tight for people right now. But again, the market is good right now. The market is good right now today. So learn how to play the money game. Don't be scared. You're definitely going to lose some money. Anybody tells you that you're going to learn how to play the money game without losing money, they're full of shit. Stay away from those scammers and those crooks and those people that's trying to sell you courses and tell you that it only goes up. That's not the way that the market works. The market goes up and down. And from what I can tell, the only people that have control over that is the Fed. So it's very important to learn about the Federal Reserve. And that's it. That's the money podcast for today. Hope you guys enjoy, and we're out of here.